bringing pro football to the Mid-South for nearly two decades.
It's a miracle!
Yes! Good! Touchdown, Titans!
This is Titans Radio.
Live from St. Thomas Sports Park, your exclusive chance to talk Titans football with the head coach. This is Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show. Now, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.
Welcome to St. Thomas Sports Park and the Mike Mularkey Show. If you're wondering about the name change and you haven't heard all of the details, please allow me to bring you up to speed. At 8:30 a.m. Central Time this morning, the Tennessee Titans announced that after 23 games, Ken Whisenhunt had been relieved of his duties as Titans head coach. According to controlling owner Amy Adams Strunk, it was simply not winning enough games that made the decision for her. Quoting from the statement, "We have expected more progress on the field, and I felt it was time to move in a different direction. I would like to thank Ken for his efforts with our team, as he worked very hard to try and move us forward," end quote. That from controlling owner Amy Adams Strunk. For Ken Whisenhunt, a tenure that began with such promise roughly 21 months ago ends with disappointment for everyone involved. Whisenhunt's parting statement was classy. Quote, "My family and I are grateful for our time in Nashville and my opportunity to work for the Titans. I'm sorry we weren't able to get it done in our time here. Our players and staff were great to work with, and I want to thank them for their dedication and hard work. I also want to thank the fans for their support, and I wish the organization success moving forward." Ken Whisenhunt will be replaced on an interim basis by the team's assistant head coach for offense, Mike Mularkey.
Caught off guard was probably an understatement. I don't think anybody really knew this morning what was going to take place, but it was hard for me because my relationship with Ken, you know, we go back 25 years in this business, and that's the difficult part of it, is that you've got a close friend who hired you to work for him, and appreciate him doing that. But I also have been in the business for, you know, this is my 30th year of player and coach, and I also know how the business works, and it's time to turn the page, and I'm looking forward to this opportunity with these guys. Hopefully dig us out of the hole that we've, including myself, put us in, and move forward from this point on.
It's been made clear that Mike Mularkey can be a candidate for the Titans' permanent head coaching position. Mularkey made it clear he wants the full-time job. That means the remainder of the season is a 9-game audition for the former NFL tight end who's been a head coach in Buffalo and Jacksonville and has been the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, Miami, and Atlanta. Mularkey takes over a Tennessee team that has dropped 6 straight games.
It's a matter of making some plays here and there, and I think offensively we know that we have not really been complementing our defense as well as we did earlier in the year, and we need to get back to doing that. And yeah, we'll do some things differently offensively, scheme-wise, more things that I'm more familiar with some of the offenses that I've had. I'm not going to change the whole offense, but we're going to do some things philosophically different to help us.
As for the identity of the 2015 Tennessee Titans going forward, Mike Mularkey says he knows exactly what he wants the team to be.
As a position coach, as a coordinator, as a head coach, I mean, my philosophy has always been the same. It's being a tough, physical football team now, as I, you know, that was my role with the tight ends. That was their number one thing. They're going to play to the whistle. They're going to be physical. And secondly is don't beat yourself. That's the biggest things in this business. You're turning the ball over, penalties, mental errors, things like that. And if you've, you know, that's one thing I've been very proud of over my history, is we have done a good job of not doing that. When there's been success, the teams that I've been with, we've been successful because of those two philosophies. And it won't be hard for me to get in front of these guys because I believe it, and I believe it wins games.
Unlike Ken Whisenhunt, Mike Mularkey will not call plays on offense for the Titans, but instead, he'll hand those duties off to offensive coordinator Jason Michael. Michael has not called plays previously, but he has Mularkey's full faith and confidence.
No, Jason Michael will call the plays here. Jason understands and runs, you know, the offense starting as soon as we get over the previous opponent. He's already on the next one. He knows this offense inside and out. There's a big trust factor there that I trust him that he'll put us in the right situation. Now, we'll talk a lot, but it's hard to concentrate when you get too many people on the phones. I'm going to let him have it. And if I think there's something that needs to be addressed, I'll address it in between series.
The only other specific change that Mike Mularkey announced today was that Arthur Smith will take over as the Titans tight end coach. Smith is a longtime Titans assistant who's been helping Mularkey coach the tight ends for the past two seasons. The Titans will open the practice week tomorrow as they get ready to head to New Orleans. In our next segment, I talk one-on-one with the Titans interim head coach Mike Mularkey. And later in the show, TitansOnline.com's Jim Wyatt and I take your calls at 877-848-2671, or you can tweet us a question at Titans Radio. A couple of notes from around the league. The Indianapolis Colts have fired offensive coordinator Pep Hamilton and replaced him with Rod Chudzinski. Andrew Luck has thrown 12 interceptions so far this season while playing for his former offensive coordinator at Stanford, Hamilton. Now he'll be playing under a new OC with the Colts at 3-5. The NFL trade deadline came and went at 3 p.m. Central Time today with no activity. A rumored deal that would have sent tackle Joe Thomas from Cleveland to Denver did not materialize. 2 days away from playing their longtime rival Cincinnati, the Cleveland Browns are preparing to start Johnny Manziel Thursday night against the unbeaten Bengals. Browns starter Josh McCown is battling a rib injury. Again, in our next segment of the program, one-on-one with Titans interim head coach Mike Mularkey. That's next on Titans Radio.
Nissan is a big fan of the Tennessee Titans. So if you see a pickup truck driving around Nashville with a Titan paint job, there's a good chance it's one of our 11,000 employees. We encourage wearing your colors to support the Titans. It shows pride for our hometown football team. However, we don't recommend trying to catch a show at the Ryman while wearing one of those big old flamehead things. It won't go over well. Trust us. Nissan, official auto partner of the Tennessee Titans and Nashville proud. See you at the game.
Sports fans, looking for the ultimate game day experience? Let PrimeSport.com handle all your game day needs. PrimeSport.com is your source for tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, VIP hospitality, and so much more. With over 100-plus professional and collegiate events, you will never miss your team in action this season. Nothing beats being there live. Book your official travel package to cheer on your favorite team at PrimeSport.com today.
It's go time, football fan. Time to go big. Go with your crew who love the game as much as you do. Go because staying home for home games is not an option this or any season. You go because you know packing the stands for the home field advantage could make all the difference. When getting in is everything, go with NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. 100% verified, 200% good to go. Now, go show the world what pride looks like with hashtag GoFace. Then, it's game on.
Attention men, have you ever had that feeling that you're not lasting long enough in the bedroom? Sometimes it feels like it's in your head, and sometimes it feels like your body won't cooperate. But the Tennessee Men's Clinic is now offering a new treatment for men to help you enjoy intimacy longer and to stop the disappointment that 30% of all men experience. Call 615-200-9160 to try the new pill that urologist John Caulfield calls a game changer. 615-200-9160. Online at TennesseeMen'sClinic.com.
Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show. A breakdown of this week's game from the head coach. This is Titans Radio.
Who's gonna love you like that? Taking care of yourself is the love no one else could ever give. Exercise and eating healthy, that's the best thing for your body. Smoking and drinking will not help. Sniffing on drugs, you'll hurt yourself. You gotta remember to check your blood pressure. You gotta take good care of yourself, nothing's better. And every single day should be Caribbean Wellness Day. Stay
stay healthy.
Gotta be careful what you're eating.
Too much salt ain't good for your system.
Too many diseases, don't be a victim.
Unhealthy food, keep it out of the kitchen.
So many dangers in tobacco.
Excessive use of alcohol.
Don't you know there ain't good for you? You better learn to take care of you. Every single day should be Caribbean Wellness Day.
Join the wellness revolution. Live a healthy lifestyle. Brought to you by Caribbean Wellness Day.
You can make a difference.
Some people think you have to be rich to make a difference, or famous, or well-known, or know a lot of people, or have a certain career, or have your picture in the paper, or... they just figure they aren't the kind of person who could ever change the world, so they won't even try. But the truth is, you don't have to be or do any of those things. To make a real difference in the world, you can simply smile, or hug your friends, your spouse, your kids, and family, or pick up a piece of trash and throw it away. You can also support the Bee and the Bug extravaganza for children. Free educational musical entertainment for the whole family. Donate online at www.eduent.org. The Education and Entertainment Foundation, producers of the Bee and the Bug extravaganza for children.
Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show continues from St. Thomas Sports Park. I'm Mike Keith. Glad to have you with us. A night of change at St. Thomas Sports Park as roughly 10 hours ago, the Tennessee Titans relieved Ken Wisenhunt of his duties as head coach after 23 games and a 3-20 record. And he will be replaced for the final 9 games of the year by a former NFL head coach at Buffalo in Jacksonville, Mike Mularkey. He's also been an offensive coordinator at 3 stops, a tight end coach at several places, and he played tight end in the league for 9 seasons after a career at the University of Florida. He's got quite a resume, and it's been a decorated football career for the man who'll turn 54 years old the night his team plays in Jacksonville. That's November 19th. I had a chance to go one-on-one this afternoon with Mike Mularkey to talk about some of his thoughts on a stunning day just hours after he became interim head coach of the Tennessee Titans.
So when you walked in the building this morning, you had no idea what a whirlwind it would be. As far as strange days in your life go, confusing, emotionally up and down, how does this one rate?
It's close to the top of the list. You know, I have a routine every Tuesday, and I was following that same schedule in the morning, and Tuesdays are long days in this business, and so I try to get up and get a good sweat in on the bike, and then I get busy at work, and I was just getting ready for an 8 o'clock meeting, and got word that Coach Wisenhunt had been let go, and that I was offered a chance to take that role, and it was very emotional because of my relationship with Ken. It's very close. He's a great friend of mine, and he hired me, so it's hard for me to sit here and watch him have to go and me be the guy that takes his position. But I also understand this business very well, and so I'm going to turn the page and move forward and be ready to do whatever I have to do to help this franchise.
When you left Jacksonville after 2012, you sat out for a year, and you kind of wondered if you'd ever get this opportunity again. Was there something you said, if I get this chance again, I'm definitely going to do it this way?
Well, I was pretty proud of what I did there. I just didn't feel like I had an opportunity. It's hard to turn something around in the time that I had, and I just thought maybe because of that situation I'd never have this chance again. I always felt like I was very good at what I was doing. I just I needed the right place and the right time. Maybe this is it. I have 9 games to prove that all over again. But I'm appreciative of the opportunity and very, very fortunate that I even got a chance to do it again.
Your football background, lots of different influences. Who's the biggest?
Chuck Knoll. Played for Chuck in Pittsburgh for 3 years, and really taught me about the physical, tough, smart philosophy. And, you know, I figured, well, they won four Super Bowls at the time that I had gotten there. This must be the way you do it. I came from a Minnesota Vikings team that lost four, and that was not our mentality. And I thought, this is, and I believe in it. And the guys that I've been around and have followed that lead, that's whether it's been my position coaching tight ends or my offense as a coordinator or our team, we've had success when that's kind of been the personality of us. And it's all based on Chuck.
The Chuck Noll mantra, and I won't get it exactly right, but I'll get most of it. Champions don't do extraordinary things. Champions do ordinary things well. Is that pretty close?
That's pretty close. You can actually go in my tight end meeting room and you'll see it on the wall, but it's up there.
What does that mean?
It just means you don't have to be the best to be, you know, successful. You know, you can have success in this league at whatever talent level you have, as long as you work at it. And my big thing with players, and I say it every week to my guys, just do the job you're here to do and do it the best you can. And that's the most important thing for all of us, first of all, because all of our families are relying on you doing that. But also, you can go home and feel good about yourself and feel good about what you do here and get ready to do it again the next day. And that's never changed with me. And that's what I want these guys to understand, that.
You've been an offensive coordinator three places. You've been a head coach two places. And your teams have always been known for being physical, max effort all the time, no matter what the record is. That's what you're trying to get across to this team.
That's what I'm going to talk to these guys about a lot. And I don't have a problem doing that. I'm passionate about it. And I think it's a fun way to play. I like watching teams knowing what they're about to get themselves into when you step on the field. And there is definitely a demeanor of when teams understand what they're about to get. And, you know, it's up to our guys to follow that lead. And, you know, our defense is already doing that consistently. And that, I think that has a lot to do with their success, is the way they play. Their physical play has been great.
Even though you've been a play caller, you've decided to let Jason Michael call the plays. Why that decision?
Well, I've done it before as a head coach. I've done it for a few games. I just think that I always thought there's so much things of managing a game and being able to stay involved with all three phases that it's hard to do that. And Ken did a fine job of that, but I couldn't. And so this is not the offense that – this is another offense that Jason Michael is very comfortable in and very confident in, and I feel very good about him calling the plays. I mean, if I didn't, then, you know, I'd do something otherwise, but this is the best situation for our team.
Will the people watching the Tennessee Titans be able to notice a difference in the offense?
I'm not sure. I hope so. I'm hoping that we improve what we're doing protection-wise and getting the ball out and getting, you know, that. I was very fortunate. I was drafted by the 49ers and got to spend a training camp with Bill Walsh. And a lot of his philosophy was, you don't have to make the throws in the air. Just get it to your guys and let them make the yards. And I still believe in that a little bit. It's going to be a little more getting in and out of the quarterback's hands.
So what's it like for a head coach to get a chance to work with Marcus Mariota? You don't totally know yet, but you know you're going to have that opportunity.
He's a special player. He's just, you know, I was fortunate. My last coordinator job was in Tampa or in Atlanta with Matt as a rookie, and really had a good relationship with Matt. Still do to this day. And so it's not foreign to me to have a rookie quarterback and how to develop them and what do they need to be successful. And hopefully I can bring that over to Marcus, because I know he wants to be.
Protection, a lot of the questions you got in the press conference. Are you confident you can improve the protection on this team right away?
We have to. I mean, we have to. We got to keep him healthy, for one thing, and that will have a lot to do with him getting the ball out. And some of it's, you know, it's not just the offensive line all the time. You always look at the O-line. Well, it's everybody. It's receivers getting off. I mean, just even I'm big into little things, you know. You being too far off the ball is that much further. That's the first step the defensive end is going to take across the line of scrimmage to go tackle our quarterback. So take as much as you can. Those little things will get you in and out of the routes quicker. You know, the tight ends, same thing. No false stepping at the line. You're false stepping, he's up the field a yard already. You know, we got to play faster. And I got to do a good job of getting that stressed across these guys, because a lot of these guys are young guys. I mean, we have young players that have to understand the urgency of where we are right now, 1-6, and still in the mix of winning this division.
Tight end's a small room normally. four or five, sometimes a practice squad guy, maybe make it six, but that's normally a tight-knit group. How much did you talk with them earlier today about getting the job, your tight ends, I mean?
I talked to Delaney and Phil Supernaw. They're excited for me. I think, you know, the thing I like about it is they like coming to work, and that's important for me, that they like coming in here and enjoying their job and going out and playing hard like they do, and they make my job very easy. But they also know my expectations from them, and I'm very upfront. I let them know if they did good or they didn't do. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, and that's typically a position that's pretty good about wanting to do it the right way, and I just need to get that from a whole team if I can get that message across.
Is that job one this week?
I think that's job one, starting first thing in the morning. They understand what we need to do to get going in the right direction.
Finally, you know this week's opponent, New Orleans, well, because they have a 10-year history. You played them twice a year, every year in Atlanta from 2008 to 2011, and it was Breeze, and it was that whole offense and that whole bunch all along. So you understand the challenge that you're going into this weekend, don't
you? It's a good challenge, especially at their place. You know, they're coming off a big win. You know, he's throwing 7 touchdown passes. They have a lot of confidence in what they're doing right now. You know, with Atlanta losing, they're right in the thick of things just as well as we are, regardless of the records. You know, the one thing that we had there when I was in Atlanta was a rivalry. It was a physical slugfest, and our guys here need to have that same kind of mentality going in there. This is going to be a physical game, and they know it, and we know it, and let's see who comes out standing.
Finally, early 2011, you interviewed for this job. A lot of people forget that, and apparently had a very good interview. Steve Underwood thought a lot of you at that point. Kind of ironic that now you're the head coach nearly 5 years later, huh?
It's ironic. It's at the time I was going up against Mike Munchak, and I really kind of already knew what the results were going to be. And I told my family, I said, look, I don't think I have a very good chance, but I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to make them go, now let's think this through for a second. I wanted them to think about it for 24 hours of, is it Mike for sure, Munchak, you know? And I think I did that. I think I really did a good interview, knowing the end result before I went in, and I thought I did a good job with it.
What does it mean to you, the confidence that they had to turn to you right away when they made the decision to relieve Coach Wisenhunt of his duties? There was no question it was going to be Mike Mularkey.
Well, that says a lot. I feel good about their confidence. I mean, I feel good that they feel that way about me. And it's interesting. I've got a lot of texts from people around the league that I think still feel that this is a good opportunity. I'm getting another chance, which I really never thought I would, and I'm hopefully going to make the most of it.
Mike Mularkey from earlier today. Coach Mularkey will join us every week on the show, but this week, understandably, with the fact that about 10 hours ago he became the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, he has a lot of work to do, and we will be fascinated to see what changes that he's going to make in the lineup, in the scheme, in the protections, in everything he's going to do as the practice week goes along and as we get ready to see the Titans in New Orleans on Sunday. Again, it's a noon kick. You'll be able to hear the game right here with Titans Countdown at 11 a.m. Central on Titans Radio. So you'll forgive Coach Mularkey if he is not here tonight. Jim Wyatt from TitansOnline.com will join me momentarily to take your calls at 877-848-2671, or you can tweet us a question at Titans Radio. One interesting note in discussing the resume of Mr. Mike Mularkey and the coaches that he has been associated with at Florida, Charlie Pell. In the NFL, Bill Walsh he mentioned, Chuck Knoll he mentioned, also Bud Grant and Jerry Burns in Minnesota, and then in his coaching career, Bill Cowher and Nick Saban, two coaches that he's also worked with. So in his 35 years in college and pro football, he has been associated with some of the bigger names in coaching in recent history. Interesting to see what will happen with the Titans with Mike Mularkey at the helm as he begins the job today. The practice week begins tomorrow, and your calls begin after we break at 877-848-2671. That's 877-848-2671, or tweet us a question at Titans Radio.
The Tennessee Division of Forestry reminds you to keep your campfire from becoming a wildfire. Choose a safe spot for your campfire. Use a campfire ring. Clear away flammable vegetation within 5 feet. Drown and stir your campfire till it's out cold. Visit burnsafetn.org for more information on safe outdoor burning. Volunteer to prevent wildfires.
Join the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Titans left tackle Taylor Lewan for Titans Tonight on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 Central.
We're at Logan's Roadhouse.
Roadhouse
in Cool Springs.
The voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, sets down and gets the interesting perspective from left tackle Taylor Lewan.
My favorite show of all time is on Scrubs.
Scrubs?
Have you seen Scrubs?
I've seen Scrubs.
Yeah, that's my go-to for some reason.
On Titans Tonight, each Thursday night from 6 to 7 Central, only on Titans Radio.
Nissan is a big fan of the Tennessee Titans. So if you see a pickup truck driving around Nashville with a Titan paint job, there's a good chance it's one of our 11,000 employees. We encourage wearing your colors to support the Titans. It shows pride for our hometown football team. However, we don't recommend trying to catch a show at the Ryman while wearing one of those big old flamehead things. It won't go over well. Trust us. Nissan, official auto partner of the Tennessee Titans and Nashville Proud. See you at the game.
Hey, Lady Titans fan, have you heard about Titan True, the official women's fan club of your Tennessee Titans? Join Titan True, presented by Bridgestone, and you receive exclusive access to special events, a Titans game ticket, a gift pack of ladies' merchandise, and other VIP benefits all year round. Sign up today at TitanTrue.com. That's TitanTrue.com. Titan True, presented by Bridgestone, the official women's fan club of your Tennessee Titans.
Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show. Complete coverage of your Titans from the NFL's best. This is Titans Radio.
I had two jobs and two growing boys, and it was hard to keep good food on the table. Sure, I thought about SNAP, but I didn't think we'd qualify. But we did.
SNAP. It's the new name for the Federal Food Stamp Program.
SNAP is a big help, especially with rent and all the bills I've got to pay. So now when money is low, I don't have to worry about keeping good food on the table. I use the SNAP electronic card to buy healthy foods, like fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. The card works like a bank card in the checkout line, so I can feed my family right when money's tight.
You or someone you know may have a low income and be eligible for nutrition assistance. To learn more about the program or how to apply, call 1-800-221-5689. That's 1-800-221-5689. SNAP, putting healthy food within reach. A message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Mike Mularkey Show continues on Titans Radio, 877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. Wherever you are, you're welcome to call in with your comments. Jim Wyatt, TitansOnline.com senior writer-editor, who's been covering this story since early this morning. If you haven't checked out what he has written at TitansOnline.com, you certainly need to do so. Welcome to the show.
Appreciate you having me on here.
Thank you for pinch hitting for the coach tonight.
Glad to do it. I know he's been a little busy.
It is quite a transition for him. And you think about this, and you think about days in your life where monumental things happen. So he gets up, he takes a shower, he gets his coffee, he drives into work, he thinks it's going to be one thing. And if he does go home tonight, it's going to be a whole different ride home. He never saw this coming.
No. I mean, so, and this changes his day, it changes his week, it changes his year, and potentially changes his future. I mean, this is an opportunity. He said it himself today in the press conference. When he left Jacksonville, he didn't think he'd ever get a chance like this again. And now he's got an opportunity, and he's in a tough spot because Ken Whisenhunt's a friend of his. He's known him for 25 years. You don't ever want to come into a situation and try to act like some things weren't right and, hey, I'm going to fix them, because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to cut the legs out from the guy that you're replacing. But it's clear that he sees some opportunities to try to help this football team and see some opportunities where he can do some things that will maybe be beneficial moving forward. And if he has success, you know, who knows what could happen? I mean, you know, what could happen is he could become this team's head coach moving forward, but he's going to have some success, and he's going to have to show ownership and the people around him that he's the man for the job.
He's got to win games.
Has to win games. He is helped by the fact that the division is still there for the taking. As hard as it is to imagine being 1-6, just being a game and a half out, look at what the Colts have coming up. Look at what the Texans have coming up. He's got a football team that's not only motivated by still being in a playoff race, but now you get a little bit of a jump start because they got a new head coach. Not that the guys were not playing for Ken Whisenhunt, but I think it's just natural for a team to get a little bit of a jump start when a new guy comes in the door.
Let's go to Matthew and Jasper, our leadoff caller tonight on the Mike Mularkey Show. Go right ahead, Matthew and Jasper.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. Mike, obviously our record doesn't show us at the top of the league, but obviously I speak for the fan base, and everyone acknowledges, you know, you're the best voice in the league in the NFL. And you're basically the voice of us common men out there, and obviously you sense the frustration that, you know, the fan base is feeling. We kind of get the vent through you and feel, you know, the highs and lows through you. But in a league built for, you know, it built based upon parity, and obviously the division we're in being as turbulent as it is, and obviously the ownership felt like the talent level is not so bad that we, you know, can't get things turned around. But what do you see, Mike? You know, obviously, you know, being a company man, you may be limited what you can say, but, you know, kind of give voice to us fans and kind of give us the outlook and maybe some hope, I guess, Mike, because, you know, it's been tough out there in the wilderness, and obviously you guys feel it too. But let's hear your thoughts, Mike, about it. But thanks for all you do for the Titans.
Matthew, thanks for the call and for the kind words. Jim White, I think we both agree that this is better than a 1-6 team.
There's no question.
And Amy Adams Strunk certainly feels that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, yes, you could poke holes at a few draft picks and a few free agent signings along the way, but you could do that in any team. You can do that with the Patriots, and you can find some picks that didn't pan out. But it's definitely a better team than 1-6. You know, if the team, you know, teams lost a game by 1 point, a game by 2 points, a game by 3 points, you'll win a couple of those games and you're in first place in the division, which is hard to believe. But there's talent on this roster, and you know, it needs to play better.
And I think, and I don't want to speak for ownership, but I think in reading what Amy Adams Strunk said and in kind of understanding her feeling, and she's been to every game. She's been to all 4 preseason games. She's been to all 7 games. She's not a public person. That's right. Not what she does, but she's very interested. She talks to coach, GM, president every single day about various things. Her feeling is the team needed a spark.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've heard, you know, you've heard so much, I'm sure, over the last couple of weeks that she's not paying attention. She's in Houston, 600, 700 miles away, and this team's just, you know, she doesn't care. All she's in it is for the money. I never believe that. And the fact, as you mentioned, she's at every game. She watches. She communicates. Kenneth Adams is in the building. They know what was going on. And the fact that Steve Underwood said today, she considered making this move a couple of weeks ago. I mean, she was wanting to be patient with Ken Whisenhunt and give the team a chance to turn things around, and it just wasn't getting any better. So she's, you know, she's definitely got her pulse on what's going on with this football team. Is she calling plays on Sunday? No, but she's got the people in place who she wants to be successful and expects the team to be successful.
And part of that pulse is the fan reaction.
Yeah, and fans have been calling for this for a while now. And it's funny when stuff like this happens. I've already noticed a move like this comes down the pike. And I think the majority of the fan base is probably excited. I have seen a few people, you know, national media, people observing from afar who question the timing of this. They think it's too early, just, you know, in the middle of the second year of a 5-year deal. And I can see that. But
sure.
I don't think she makes this, the ownership does not make this move unless they know everything that's going on inside this building and talk to the people who are here every day. And it was an educated decision and not one just done on the fly.
Yeah, it's not rash. Now, some people want things faster. It's not rash, but it's not just like waiting and waiting and waiting. The move was essentially made because there are 9 games left in a season where you're just a game and a half out of first. And, you know, some chuckle at that, but what she is essentially saying, ownership is essentially saying, is we're not giving up on this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And maybe this is the spark we saw in Miami. The Dolphins get a spark out of Dan Campbell. Maybe this team can get a spark as well. I mean, the division's very much up for grabs still. There's no shame in winning the division at 6-10 if that's the way it turns out, and hosting a playoff game. I mean, a lot of other teams would certainly like to be there. I mean, certainly this team has higher expectations than 6-10, but right now you do the best you can do with the 9 games that are left. And I think ownership, along with Steve Underwood and other people in charge, feel like got a better chance to jumpstart things and make things better by making a move now, and there's no sense in waiting.
877-848-2671. 877-848-2671. You can tweet us a question at Titans Radio. Let's go to Gallatin and take a call from Raymond. Raymond, we're glad to have you with us on Titans Radio. Mike Keith and Jim Wyatt. Go right ahead.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. Just real quick, the Colts fired their offensive coordinator today. Is that
they
correct?
Did. Yeah, they fired Pep Hamilton and replaced him with Rod Chudzinski, who is the former head coach in Cleveland, who has also been an offensive coordinator in this league. Has he not? Or was it in college?
No, I think he has been.
I think he has, too. I apologize. I'm almost sure he has.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that they were still looking. Ken Whisenhunt might be a good fit there with Andrew Luck and how they're struggling this year.
Well, they hired Chudzinski. And listen, Ken Whisenhunt is a good football coach, and he's going to land somewhere at some point if he chooses to. This is obviously a very disappointing situation for him, and there were certainly circumstances that hurt him that were out of his control. I think most specifically, recently, a banged-up quarterback. And if you have Marcus Mariota the last 2 weeks, he's your starter, you have a better chance to win, no question about that. I don't think this is the end of Ken Whisenhunt as a football coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it is either. Now, will he get a chance to be a head coach again anytime soon? Yeah, I doubt that, you know, to be honest with you, just based on his recent track record as a head coach. But the guy knows football. I think he's a good, you know, certainly be a good offensive coordinator, and maybe he gets back in and has some success there like he's had at so many stops, and maybe that will lead to something down the road. But it just shows you what a fine line it is in the National Football League and in the game of football, really. I mean, if a team gets a stop against Buffalo and they had them backed up and they end up winning that game, or gets a 3rd-and-20 stop against the Colts, makes a play in that game, you know, you get a play here and there in some of those games, and this is not even something we're talking about today. But So I don't think it's all on Ken Whisenhunt, certainly, but, you know, I hope things turn out well for him moving forward.
I think we all do. 877-848-2671. By the way, in case you were wondering about the initial rankings in the college football playoffs, just to throw it out, because I know some people listening don't know yet, Clemson 1, LSU 2, Ohio State 3, Alabama 4.
That's interesting. That makes this weekend's matchup even more intriguing.
Indeed, it does. Let's go to James in Franklin. James, welcome to the Mike Mularkey Show on Titans Radio. Jim Wyatt, our special guest from TitansOnline.com.
Jim, Mike, how you guys doing tonight?
How you doing?
Good, good. Just had a couple of comments to make. Just think it's a very, very good opportunity for Mike Mularkey. If you look at his career in Pittsburgh, when he started with Cordell Stewart, Tommy Maddox to the AFC Championship, they go to Buffalo. He has the first winning season for a decade until what's-his-face did it last year or 2 years ago. Then he goes to Atlanta, Matt Ryan. I mean, the guy's had success. He goes to Jacksonville and he gets fired with Blaine Gabbert, who's about, I mean, who, nobody can succeed with Blaine Gabbert. You see what the guy has done with quarterbacks who have potential. I just want to know, what do you think they can do with these receivers? I mean, there really is not a guy on the team that runs can beat anybody down the field. How are you gonna get chunk plays against people?
Yeah, that's good. It will be interesting to see what kind of changes he makes. I mean, the biggest change obviously is Jason Michael calling the shots on the offensive side of the football. But I think they'll change some things in protection. I think the team has receivers that can beat people down the field. I mean, Justin Hunter is one. And, you know, Green Beckham, I think, is capable of that. We haven't seen that this season. They've taken some shots along the way, but, you know, the number one priority and to take shots downfield, you've got to protect your quarterback long enough to give him time to make those throws. And that is something that Mike Mularkey has said is his top priority, is keeping Marcus Mariota upright and keeping him from getting hit. So, curious to see what it's going to look like moving forward, because he did talk about making some changes you might see on Sundays. I'm curious myself to see what he could do.
Wonder if that's personnel in the offensive line. Does he reshuffle that group in some way, shape, or form? We don't know that yet. The other thing that comes out of one of these situations, Jim Wyatt, is that sometimes if you've been in the doghouse, suddenly a change like this, you get another shot. You get another chance to make something happen. And those are always situations that you have to watch for.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not going to pretend that there hasn't been frustration on this football team in the locker room among players who either, I don't want to say they didn't buy in. I thought guys bought in, but I think guys have been a little bit frustrated, at times over the way some things were handled or some way some things were portrayed or the opportunities they were getting games or maybe maybe where the offensive plan was leaning some weeks. And, I think now with a new coach and new ideas and new opportunities, I think it does, help light a spark under some guys. So,
of course, the tight ends think they're going to get the ball 50 times a game now.
Yeah. And the running backs, I'm sure, are thinking it's going to be a game plan that's going to allow them to pound the football a little bit more. I'm curious myself to see, one thing about Ken Whisenhunt that I know a lot of fans didn't seem like they agreed with, and it was easy to question the media as well, is just the rotation at running backs,
right,
and guys coming in and out without being able to get in a rhythm. And Antonio Andrews is one guy who seems to, when he gets in a little bit of a role, he likes to be out there and seems to have more success, but he just never really got that opportunity. Be curious to see if he gets a chance moving forward to stay in a game longer and kind of wear teams down.
Does Bishop Sankey get another chance? He has 15 carries in the last five games, none in the last couple. That's one. And David Cobb.
Yes.
Where does David Cobb fit now that he has come back and can be activated? And if David Cobb is activated, what is the roster move that the Titans make?
Yeah, Sankey, Sankey's in a tough spot because his blunders have been there for everyone to see. And I don't think it's necessarily an issue with him being committed or not putting the work in. He just has made it, he made a couple of mistakes on Sunday that it's hard to trust a guy immediately right after that, because I think it gets in your head a little bit. Cobb's a different situation in that, while he's back and eligible to play as early as this week and a decision could be made next week, his coaches, and including Sylvester Kroom, who's obviously still here, been a little bit critical of him in the past about his work ethic. And Ken Whisenhunt mentioned he was a little bit overweight at the weigh-in, which disappointed him. I think those things are things that linger even when a new guy takes over. Now, with that said, I think Cobb is going to be active here at some point, and I think the odd man out has got to be Terrence West, because they're at the point now where the team would not have to give up a draft pick for him because it was a conditional pick. And I think the team's higher on Cobb than West at this point.
But he is a prospect.
He is a prospect.
Yeah. He was a high pick last year, and he has shown talent at different times. So do you move somewhere else? I mean, I don't know. I think these are the things, talking about offensive line changes and Cobb and guys getting other chances and receivers and, these sorts of things. All of this, how he's going to practice, what his practice routine is going to be, what his travel routine is going to be. All of this is going to make for just a fascinating next 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, because like you said, it's not just what takes place on the football field. It's everything. Even we got to figure out what the dress code is going to be on the plane, so we'll be able to dress right when we board. Because a lot of things could change as a result of this, and I imagine he's going to go back and rely on some of the things he did as a head coach in Buffalo and Jacksonville. Maybe he tries to change some things up along with that,
because he's not a newbie, as you mentioned. He's done it for 3 seasons in the league. Let's get a call from Steve in Franklin before we break. Steve, thank you so much for phoning at 877-848-2671. You're on the Mike Mularkey Show. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thank you.
I want to ask a question about Rustin Webster's situation and all this that's going on. With people wanting to talk about lack of talent of a certain degree on the Titans team, it's partially a result of a few years of Rustin Webster decisions and such. Is his job on the hot seat as well? I mean, it's not the kind of situation where they've come out and fired them both at the same time. Do you think his job is on the hot seat, as many people think it should be? So thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I think his job is going to be evaluated just like everyone else, and we'll see how the last 9 games play out. I mean, if Mike Mularkey is able to come in here and have some success with players that Ken Wisenhunt was not able to have some success with, I think that helps Rustin Webster's case. If the team continues to struggle, then maybe that's a sign that some of these guys not cut out for the job. Personally, I took listening to that press conference today, reading into what maybe Steve Underwood said, I took that as maybe a little bit of a vote of confidence for him, that he's going to be involved moving forward, that he's going to be involved in helping identify the next head coach. I thought he was complimentary about the work that Rustin has done up until this point. And I wouldn't view, after listening to that press conference today, being in there, I certainly didn't walk out of there thinking Rustin Webster's next. I mean, I left out of there thinking that he's on solid ground right now, and he's got a chance for Mike Mularkey to help solidify his spot.
And for him to help Mike Mularkey.
Yeah, I mean, these guys know each other they've known each other for a long time, and I think they'll have a real good working relationship moving forward. And I think if it plays out like Amy Adams Strunk wants it to, the ownership group would like to see it play out, Mike Mularkey has some success. That helps his future moving forward. It helps Rustin Webster's future moving forward, and you don't have to deal with all the transition that would come as a result of more changes.
Another segment with Jim Wyatt on the Mike Mularkey Show, 877-848-2671, or tweet us a question at Titans Radio.
You probably know that Nissan is a big fan of the Tennessee Titans. What you don't know is that in 1997, we established a huge powertrain plant right here in Tennessee, just minutes away from where the Titans play. That's right. We've been building high-quality, powerful powertrains ever since. You could say we're train experts. Powertrain experts, that is. So if the pain train ever needs an upgrade, just give us a call. Nissan, official auto partner of the Tennessee Titans and Nashville Proud. See you at the game.
It's go time, football fan. Time to go big. Go with your crew who love the game as much as you do. Go because staying home for home games is not an option this or any season. You go because you gotta be there when grit meets gridiron. And packing the stands for the home field advantage could make all the difference. When getting in is everything, go with NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. 100% verified, 200% good to go. Now,
Go show them what pride looks like.
Join the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Titans left tackle Taylor Lewan for Titans Tonight on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 Central.
We're at Logan's Roadhouse.
Roadhouse
at Cool Springs.
The voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, sets down and gets the interesting perspective from left tackle Taylor Lewan.
My favorite show of all time is on Scrubs.
Scrubs?
Have you seen Scrubs?
I've seen Scrubs.
Yeah, that's my go-to for some reason.
On Titans Tonight, each Thursday night from 6 to 7 Central, only on Titans Radio.
Hey, Lady Titans fan, have you heard about Titan True, the official women's fan club of your Tennessee Titans? Join Titan True, presented by Bridgestone, and you receive exclusive access to special events, a Titans game ticket, a gift pack of ladies' merchandise, and other VIP benefits all year round. Sign up today at TitanTrue.com. That's TitanTrue.com. Titan True, presented by Bridgestone, the official women's fan club of your Tennessee Titans.
Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show. A breakdown of this week's game from the head coach. This is Titans Radio.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Are your children having a hard time at school? Are you struggling with marriage or health issues? Feeling stressed or overwhelmed? Social workers are here to help. We understand that while life can be fun and exciting, it also comes with challenges. Social workers provide approximately 60% of all the mental health therapy in the nation. We connect you with economic resources, health care, employment, and other social services. We are educated, dedicated professionals committed to assisting you. Social workers have a long history of serving communities in schools, hospitals, nursing homes, and more. Social workers help you to find solutions and to utilize resources that enhance your well-being. For help, call a social worker today.
The Mike Mularkey Show continues on Titans Radio. I'm Mike Keith, along with Jim Wyatt from TitansOnline.com, senior writer, editor, and encourage everyone, if you haven't had a chance to check out Jim Wyatt, you know Jim Wyatt, read it for years. What am I saying? But if you haven't checked out his stuff, especially today at TitansOnline.com, super job, sir, as usual.
I appreciate that.
And enjoy you and Amy Wells with the Titans in two every day after practice. If you got 2 minutes to watch a video, everybody's got 2 minutes. You could find out the latest headlines from Titans practice. It's very good stuff.
I appreciate that. I'm in a good crew with Amy and Ashley and Jeff. It's a good group to work with in there. We had a lot of fun in that room. And that Titans 2 is something, it's easy to watch, easy to get the information of the day. And I think fans ought to check it out, and helps keep you up to date with what's going on with the team. And all it takes is two minutes, a little change.
If you're running a little long. Today you could do Titans in like 2 hours. Because if you're just joining us, about 8:30 Central Time this morning, Ken Wisenhunt was relieved of his duties as Titans head coach. Mike Mularkey made the interim head coach at this point. Mularkey announcing that offensive coordinator Jason Michael will call the plays. The new tight ends coach replacing Mularkey is the guy who was the assistant tight end coach, Arthur Smith, who's really an outstanding young coach.
Yes, he is. I mean, it's a good opportunity for him, good opportunity for Jason Michael, who has not called a game yet. You know, those two guys are getting a great chance here. It adds a little bit of intrigue to Sunday. It adds a lot of intrigue to the last nine games this season.
And the New Orleans Saints add a little intrigue, too, coming off the 52-49 win over the Giants. Did you see where Drew Brees lost 6 yards passing and picked up an interception?
I did not see that.
They ruled one of the plays, Snead, I believe one of his tight ends, was ruled to have not fumbled after a 6 yard gain, but they ruled it no catch and an interception. And so he lost the completion, he lost 6 yards, and he picked up an INT. So he finishes now 39 of 50 in that game for 505. 7 touchdowns, now 2 interceptions.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, at least the Saints, I mean, the Titans have had some bad luck this year in facing teams that have that are coming off of a bad loss and motivated. I don't know how many weeks you have to go back before you can find the last time the Titans played a team was actually coming off a win. So the only things the Saints have to worry about this week is Drew Brees having an interception, losing 6 yards, and the Titans ought to feel fortunate. He scored 52, 7 touchdowns. A ridiculous offensive day. Maybe they're tired.
I was going to say, I hope they're not. They don't come into the game mad about the statistical change. Let's go to Michael in Bellevue. Michael, welcome to the Mike Mularkey Show. Our special guest, Jim Wyatt.
Hey, hi, Jim. Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for all you do for us fans. I appreciate all your hard work.
Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, got a question for you. I'm going to ask you to speculate. I've been a Titans fan since I moved here in 92. You know, and saw him coming to Memphis and then here. And we have been, at least for the last couple of seasons, and I'm not going to put years to it, but what I say as a fan, and I think a lot of us said, a very predictable team. And with this new change, do you think that we're going to be less predictable? We're going to mix it up more. We're going to throw some screens, some crossing patterns. And, you know, it's not going to be 3rd and 9. We're going to run it down the middle. I mean, I've almost lost all my hair from pulling it out from that, you know, let's run it down the middle, run it down the middle. So just wanted to get your ideas on that and see what you think in that perspective of our Titans. And I'm not a fair weather fan. Go Titans all the way. And I appreciate you guys. Thanks. I'll listen.
Yeah, I mean, I think Marcus Mariota, you know, when you pick him, and I think when the Titans played him the first part of the season before he got hurt, I think that was one of the things they weren't as quite as predictable. I think they've been more predictable, certainly with Zach Mettenberger, but they've been a better screen team. I know fans have been frustrated by some of the play calling at times under Ken Whisenhunt. You're going to see a fresh approach, now moving forward. I think this team needs more than anything else is just to establish some kind of an identity. That's what Mike Mularkey talked about today. And that's the question I think every coach talks about, what you want to do. And everybody wants to have a tough, hard-nosed team, that's kind of smash mouth, plays a smash mouth brand of football. And if the Titans can establish that and get a consistent running game, sometimes the best teams are predictable, and they just line up and come at you and say, stop us. And you just keep doing over and over again. And if it works, it doesn't really matter, how predictable you are. So I think the Titans need to have something that they can find consistent success with and just stick to it.
How about having Marcus Mariota back?
That'd be huge.
That would be handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it gives such a big lift, just him being out there. You know, you can ask some different things offense as a result. I think it helps the offensive line, should help the running game. I know he's made improvement from a couple weeks ago when he first had the knee injury, and hope he's in a position to play on Sunday.
Like to be in that first team meeting in the morning about 8:30, right?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. And I know a handful of guys. Tuesday's a day off for players. There's still probably a dozen guys, you know, maybe more than that here getting some extra work in, doing some, you know, rehab and injuries. But, you know, players been on their phones texting, what about the developments of the day? It's been a big day and a lot of changes here. And Mike Mularkey, I'm sure, have a good message for those guys in the morning.
You want to read Jim Wyatt at TitansOnline.com. Also, if you didn't have a chance to watch Steve Underwood and Mike Mularkey's press conference, the video of that is at TitansOnline.com. Titans Radio coverage produced by Alan Kirby. Titans Radio producer, Brad Willis. Titans Radio executive producer, Rhett Bryan. Traffic director, Kendra Holt. Director of sales, Hunter Rice. Titans Radio's general manager is Allison Warren. Operations manager, Charlie Cook. For Jim Wyatt and Mike Mularkey, I'm Mike Keith, reminding you the Titans play in New Orleans this Sunday. Titans Countdown on the air at 11 a.m. Central, noon Eastern, right here on Titans Radio. We'll talk to you from the Superdome.
The Mike Mularkey Show, an exclusive production of Titans Radio. Get more on this week's game at TitansRadio.com. This is Titans Radio.